Good Tuesday morning, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Extension Connection. Hello, I'm Melissa Roop, the Extension Educator for Family and Consumer Sciences in Fulton County. Today on the show, in honor of Valentine's Day, we are going to have a heart-to-heart chat. With one in three deaths in America being heart-related, it's a great time to make sure you and your families are living a lifestyle that promotes heart health. The obesity epidemic is still on the rise, and so is the risk of heart disease. Your risk increases 20% when becoming overweight and increases by 64% when becoming obese. Adam Roberts, an exercise physiologist at Ohio State, offers these tips to help you stay on top of your health this month. First, 150 minutes of activity. It's recommended by the American College of Sports Medicine that we get 150 minutes of moderate activity during each week, or 75 minutes of vigorous activity. Note that any increase in activity level will make a difference, so make small changes if these values seem unrealistic right now. Secondly, reduce your sodium intake. According to the Center for Disease Control, 90% of Americans consume too much salt. A high salt intake can contribute to high of a blood pressure, which will exacerbate any other heart health risk that you have. The average American diet should strive for about 200 milligrams of sodium each day, or less than that. Those with an already higher risk should consume 1,500 milligrams or less each day. Third, eat more vegetables. When it comes to eating healthy, a good rule of thumb is to always make sure half of your plate is vegetables. Be sure that the fats in our diet are mostly plant sources versus animal sources. These forms of good cholesterol help buffer the bad cholesterol that leads to heart disease. Four, consider supplements. Talk to your doctor about perhaps fish oil supplements to see if a supplement is right for you. These capsules are packed full of healthy omegas that fight heart disease. Not all supplements are created equal, so be sure that your supplement has a combination of EPA and DHA that add up to 800 to 1,000 milligrams according to the American Heart Association. Look for a NSF or USP seal on all of your supplements to make sure they are made by quality guidelines. Fifth, manage your stress. Keep your stress in check. Stress leads to high blood pressure, stress eating, tension, and a lack of energy, and of course, poor sleep quality. All of these work against your heart health. Stress can be left on in the background of our days. It is harder to turn off stress when it's left unchecked. And this one final tip is advised by the American Heart Association and is near and dear to my own heart. It's cutting out the added sugars. Added sugars, those sugars that are added to foods and beverages when they're processed or prepared, these are consumed in too high of quantities and can often make you sick and even shorten your lifespan. The American Heart Association recommends daily limits of added sugars about 6 teaspoons or 100 calories for women and 9 teaspoons for men. So where do these sugars come from? Here's a short list of 5 areas. 1, deceptive drinks. Flavored drinks, energy drinks, sweetened juices, and of course, sugary sodas and teas. Secondly, unbalanced breakfast. Those breakfast bars, energy bars, sugary cereals, sweetened oatmeals all have extra sugar. 3rd, sweet syrups. Those yummy coffee flavors, those drink mixes, jellies and jams, and of course, pancake syrups all have extra sugar. Those ice cold candy treats, my personal favorite of ice creams and gelatos, also frozen yogurts, fruit flavored popsicles, sherbets, and sorbets. And lastly, those bewitching little baked goods like breads and pastries, cakes, donuts, and flavored bagels. All of these can add sugar to your diet very quickly and exceed your 6 teaspoons with 1 serving. So what should you do? First of all, read the label. Know what you are consuming. Second, limit your sweets and sugar beverages. Try a glass of water instead. Choose simple foods over heavily processed choices. The simpler the food, the less likely there's added sugars. And fourth, rinse any canned fruits that you do choose before eating, especially if they're canned in a heavy syrup. For more information, please check out the Fulton County OSU Extension page on Facebook for a follow-up post. In addition, check out these upcoming programs. First of all, today at 4 o'clock will be a basic money management class at the Extension office. Call 419-337-9210 for more information. On Friday, March 1st, Amy Stone, Extension Educator and Master Gardener, will be joining us for Back to Basics. If you've ever wanted to start gardening and wanted to know the basics and how to get started, she will address these questions at 9 o'clock in the meeting room. Again, call the office for more information and to register. Do you need certification for safe food management? Level 2 food safety management class will be held in April on the 10th and 11th, and a Level 1 safe food handlers class will be held on April 24th. Check out our website for more details at fulton.osu.edu. Thanks for listening to this week's show. I'm Melissa Roop at Ohio State University Extension for Extension Connection on 96.1 WMTR. Make it a great week, Fulton County.